going to introduce the vocalist Nicole Henry, whom we both adore and who is just a star in every sense of the word. I will be back after the talk and the meditation, and we'll do a little more communing then. And so I leave it to you, my brother, and to Nicole.
Nicole Henry, thank God for creating you. You get my motor going. You always have and you always will. What a blessing to my soul. Each time I'm privileged to be in your company, whether it's your company physically or your company on a screen, I want to thank you for being a blessing to my heart in bigger ways than I even have words to say. And it is the best day ever. And I will not change my mind. I can't even count the years now that that's been my first thing out of my mouth. Each morning I wake up, not going to allow the world and the things of the world or the conditions of the world to determine whether or not I'm having the best day ever. Nope, that's up to me. It's not up to the politicians and their decisions. It's not up to laws being put in place or laws taken out of place. It's not determined by anything outside of me. It's the best day ever because I say it is. And no matter what happens throughout the day, I will not change my mind. I've had so many times of laughing about that flat tire on the side of a dirt road, halfway in the woods, and no tire in my trunk or jack in my car. And I'm doing nothing but giggling, saying, I will not change my mind. Hallelujah. Thank God for the notion of freedom and liberty that we are celebrating during this particular season. I preached a sermon once for you all that included something I had heard in the background while I was working on my computer. I don't know what the movie was that was in the background, but I got this line from it, which was God speaking right to me and instructing me to pass on to others. Freedom is like oxygen. Those who have it barely even seem to notice. But those who don't are dying for lack of it. You know, the world we live in is a grand display of a bunch of people without material freedoms. Freedom to do and be who they were born to be and do. Some laws are in place that deny people freedoms. Some customs are in place to deny freedoms to some among them. But the true freedom is found within us. And that freedom cannot be taken away by any laws or the removal of laws. It cannot be taken away by the tides of time. It cannot be taken away by the conditions of the surround. Freedom is a choice you must make each and every day with every breath. A choice to know I am free. I told you and have passed on to others something else I got from a movie. The movie was called King of Kings, the story of Jesus Christ, his life and his mission. In this movie, there is a scene that is not in the Bible. The screenwriter took poetic license and put this scene in on his own. And he did it just for me. In the scene of the movie, Jesus visits a prison where John the Baptist is being held. When he gets to the table where the officer in charge is sitting, the officer in charge looks up and sees Jesus and says, yes, what do you want? Why are you here? And Jesus says, I have come to see John. The officer in charge says, why have you come to see John? Jesus replies, I have come to free John. The officer in charge begins to laugh and slaps his hand on the table and looks at Jesus bewildered and amused. You have come to what? I have come to free John. The officer in charge says, you must know nothing about this prison. The walls are 3 feet thick, the bars are made of the strongest iron available throughout the entire Roman Empire. Our guards are ruthless here and strong in nature and skilled at stopping anyone from doing anything that is not allowed. So knowing all this, tell me, how do you expect to free John from this place? And Jesus, smiling and gazing into the eyes of the officer in charge, speaks these words just for me. He says, I have come to free John, not from his cell, but within his cell. I was in a cell when I heard those words. I was a little kid being molested by a number of people, most of whom were in the church. It was my hidden shame. I couldn't tell anybody. I figured if I told Dad, Dad would kill somebody and Dad would go to jail forever. So I was in my little shell and was the captive of my own little dirty secret that I could do nothing about. I could not stop what was happening. All my praying had not changed what was happening. I was in a cell with walls 3 feet thick and bars out of the strongest material that could be found anywhere in the Roman Empire. And there's Jesus looking at the guard, but the camera angle has him looking at me, into my eyes, saying, I have come to free Carlos Wayne, not from his cell, but within his cell. I knew that Jesus had me and that he would never let me go. And as you know by now, I have never let him go either. My sermon title this morning, Home is Where the Heart Is. My scripture, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I've told you before about the revelation that I had many years ago, some 3 decades ago. That revelation was that I myself, in this physical body, am a physicalized, humanized version of the cross itself. Standing upright with my arms outstretched, from one fingertip to the other, this horizontal line indicates my incarnation, my span of time, my dash here between the day of my birth and the day of my taking my last breath. Because this is true for all of us. This earth is not our home. This horizontal line is intersected from the top of my head to the soles of my feet by a vertical line, intersecting the horizontal line. My revelation was that my incarnational physical dash, this brief lifetime, is intersected by a longer vertical line. That is the true soul self of me. This true soul self of me is not temporal. It has no beginning and will have no end. Because I've been alive forever, like Barry Manilow sang. I have been alive forever. I wrote the very first song. It was a song of praise to my creator for the opportunity to live a dash in space and time, and to be grounded by the eternal I am soul self of me. The intersecting point of the vertical line and the horizontal one is my heart. Home is where the heart is. Home is where the me I think myself to be is intersected right in the middle by who I really am. The heart, the intersection between this temporal existence and the eternal I am-ness that has no beginning and will have no end. I've been alive forever. I wrote the very first song. Song of praise, that my humanity is intersected by my divinity. When I am centered in my heart, I am free. When I am intersected in my heart and have my attention and my concentration in my heart, I am home. Home is where the heart is. There is another scripture that speaks directly to me. Carlos Wayne, it reads, "Stand fast in the liberty with which Christ has set you free, and be no more entangled in the yoke of bondage." The idea of being entangled in the yoke of bondage is an idea in my mind. I must be very careful not to allow everything in my mind a welcome into my heart. Because the kingdom, queendom, moredom, alldom of God is within me. I have been informed by that scripture to stand fast in the liberty with which Christ consciousness, Christ mindness has set me free. It's the only place I can really be free. No matter what the laws say, regardless of what the cultural agreements are, home is where the heart is, where little me comes face to face with God. Be no more entangled in the yoke of bondage, Carly. The yoke of bondage is in your mind. It looks around for reasons to be afraid, reasons to brace yourself for attack, reasons to be confused, reasons to be upset with others and with God for allowing the others to have influence and power in my life. Be not entangled in the things of this world. Do not give them meaning they do not deserve. They cannot touch who you really are. Freedom is like oxygen. Those who have it barely even seem to notice, while those who don't are dying for lack of it. I have shared with you a number of times the story of the young braves in training around their spiritual advisor, the natives of this country, the peoples of this land. And their spiritual teacher says, "Listen up and hear me clearly. There are two wolves fighting inside you. One wolf is fighting for you to stay centered in your heart, which is your place of safety, that is your place of power, that is your place of home. And the other wolf is fighting for you to stay in your mind, to be governed by the conditions of the world, to have your emotional station caused by what is happening out there, fighting for you to be a puppet with the strings of what is happening or not happening, causing you to dance or to fall. The first wolf wants you to know that you know that you know that you know you are free, regardless of what is happening. Always, in all ways, you are free. The other wolf is fighting for you to be entangled in the yoke of bondage, fear and despair and confusion. One of the little braves in training raised his talking stick and was called upon by his spiritual teacher. "Teacher, if one wolf is fighting for me to be free, and the other wolf is fighting for me to be entangled in the yoke of bondage, tell me, please, which wolf will win?" Smiling, the spiritual teacher looked around him into the eyes of all of the little braves in training in that circle of power. His response to which wolf will win? "The one you feed the most." Which wolf are you feeding? How much time are you giving to the news, the reports, the broadcasts that announce your reasons to be afraid, angry, and confused, and in despair? How much time are you giving to feeding your heart with meditation, prayer, affirmation? "Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Freedom is like oxygen. Those who have it barely even seem to notice, while those who don't are dying for lack of it. Dedicate yourself to meditation, to contemplation of all the reasons you have to rejoice through it all. to announce to the world, just as it is, with all of its shadow appearances, announce to the world every day, it's the best day ever. And I will not change my mind. Be at home. Let's go inside for a moment. Amen. I choose now to go home. Home, my haven, my place of safety, where welcoming arms surround me, the home inside of me. Home is where the heart is. And so now I go home. I breathe gently and deeply and fully and consciously. And on this breathing breath of life, I go home. I leave the realm of the surround quite on purpose. I leave that place and all of its outpicturings of my reasons to be afraid or upset or confused. There is no upset in my heart that is my home. No reasons to fear. No confusion. Nothing to fear. No one and nothing to blame. I'm at home. Centered consciously and quite on purpose. That place in me where my temporal dash through the material plane is intersected by the eternal one I am as God created me. How sweet it is to rest a while at home. Breathing and being in the fullness of my power, in the place that is my heart. Yes, home is where the heart is, and how good it is to be a while at home. Home, my place of power. Home, my place of love. Home, my place of light. Home, my place of truth. And everlasting presence. Home. How sweet it is. And it grows sweeter and sweeter with every breath I take. Amen.
of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. Oh, I wish I was home. I wish I was back there with these things that I've been knowing. Like wind that makes the tall grass bend into leaning, and suddenly the raindrops that fall go back. Oh, now that I have some direction, it sure would be nice to be back home where there's love and affection. And just maybe I can convince time to slow up, giving me enough time to grow up. Oh, time, be my friend. Could you let me start again? Suddenly my world's gone and changed its face, but I still know where I'm going. See, I have had my mind around in space, but yet I've watched it growing. So, oh, if you're listening, God, please don't make it hard to know if we should believe the things that we see. Tell us, should we try to stay? Should we run away? Or would it be better just to
That's why I came to church this morning. not for what I had to bring, for what I just received. Hallelujah.